Unit 5. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Do you think that married couples have a better life without children? Do you think that married couples have a better life without children?
Two. Is it possible to live a successful life without attending college or university? Is it possible to live a successful life without attending college or university?
3. I can't image life without a laptop. I can't image life without a laptop.
4. Why don't we buy a car, honey? Why don't we buy a car, honey?
5. Do you know Jane's telephone number? Do you know Jane's telephone number?
6. Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. What's your opinion about marriage?
I don't think marriage means happiness to all the women.
Question. What does the woman mean? What's your opinion about marriage?
I don't think marriage means happiness to all the women.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. Mobile phone is not good to your health.
Although it is bad to our body, I have to use my mobile phone to send messages to my schoolmates.
Question. What can we learn about the woman? Mobile phone is not good to your health.
Although it is bad to our body, I have to use my mobile phone to send messages to my schoolmates.
Question: What can we learn about the woman?
Eight. Friedrich Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake.
Oh, that's why I can never do anything right.
Question: What can we infer from the conversation? Friedrich Nietzsche said, without music, life would be a mistake.
Oh, that's why I can never do anything right.
Question: What can we infer from the conversation? Nine. Darling, can you imagine our life without books?
Well, it would be like our car without petrol.
Question: What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers? Darling, can you imagine our life without books?
Well, it would be like our car without petrol.
Question: What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers? Ten. Is life without money possible?
How do you explain homeless people? They don't die as soon as they lose all their money.
Question: What does the man mean? Is life without money possible?
How do you explain homeless people? They don't die as soon as they lose all their money.
Question: What does the man mean?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read three times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
Happiness is an indispensable element of life, which is as vital as breath and can motivate us to achieve success more quickly and easily. The definition of happiness varies from one person to another. As to me, happiness means the capacity to love, cooperate, imagine, hope, and succeed. The supreme happiness of life is a conviction that we are loved. Without happiness, we will find our life meaningless and boring. So all of us are trying our utmost to pursue our own happiness in the life. Generally speaking, happiness and success are two essential components of the life circle. That's why we spend our whole life pursuing our own happiness, the key to success. Second reading.
Happiness is an indispensable element of life, which is as vital as breath and can motivate us to achieve success more quickly and easily. The definition of happiness varies from one person to another. As to me, happiness means the capacity to love, cooperate, imagine, hope, and succeed. The supreme happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. Without happiness, we will find our life meaningless and boring. so all of us are trying our utmost to pursue our own happiness in the life. Generally speaking, happiness and success are two essential components of the life circle. That's why we spend our whole life pursuing our own happiness, the key to success.
Final reading. Happiness is an indispensable element of life, which is as vital as breath and can motivate us to achieve success more quickly and easily. The definition of happiness varies from one person to another. As to me, happiness means the capacity to love, cooperate, imagine, hope, and succeed. The supreme happiness of life is a conviction that we are loved. Without happiness, we will find our life meaningless and boring. So, all of us are trying our utmost to pursue our own happiness in the life. Generally speaking, happiness and success are two essential components of the life circle. That's why we spend our whole life pursuing our own happiness, the key to success. Unit 6, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
"Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin. 1. I love all the green hills, clean waters, pretty rocks and wonderful caves here in Guilin.
I'm afraid that 2 days isn't long enough to see all these places.
Question. What does the woman think about the time to do sightseeing?
Two. You asked me to marry you last week, but last night I saw you with another woman.
Calm down, dear. Just calm down. That was my sister.
Question. What is the possible relationship between the 2 speakers?
I'm going to quit my job from this company.
But think about your decision again. Your boss is very kind and generous, and your job gives you much freedom.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Four. In my opinion, it's time John was promoted for his loyalty to the firm.
It's not just a question of loyalty. He's got no experience of managing a team.
Question, what does the man think of John?
Five. At the moment, we're working on a product promotion plan.
I thought you finished that ages ago.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Repairing this house is really a tough job. Lots of money and lots of trouble.
Be patient, darling. I think it'll be done soon.
How about painting the walls of the sitting room yellow?
Your suggestion is not bad, but I don't think yellow matches well with the color of the ceiling.
I see. Which color should it be?
I like the light red color.
Okay, light red color is fine.
Then what should we do about the doors?
What do you think of fixing a safety lock on the back door?
That's a good idea.
I also want to take off the old lock on the front door and fix a new one on it.
But the old lock is still working well. We'd better save money.
Okay.
What about putting a larger mailbox on the door?
But the old one is still working well. We'd better save money.
I think the old one is too small.
Yeah, we get a lot of mails every day.
Questions. 6. Why don't they paint the walls yellow?
Seven. Why do they put a larger mailbox on the door? Repairing this house is really a tough job. Lots of money and lots of trouble.
Be patient, darling. I think it'll be done soon.
How about painting the walls of the sitting room yellow?
Your suggestion is not bad, but I don't think yellow matches well with the color of the ceiling.
I see. Which color should it be?
I like the light red color.
Okay, light red color is fine.
Then what should we do about the doors?
What do you think of fixing a safety lock on the back door?
That's a good idea.
I also want to take off the old lock on the front door and fix a new one on it.
But the old lock is still working well. We'd better save money.
Okay.
What about putting a larger mailbox on the door?
But the old one is still working well. We'd better save money.
I think the old one is too small.
Yeah, we get a lot of mails every day.
Questions. 6. Why don't they paint the walls yellow?
Seven. Why do they put a larger mailbox on the door?
Conversation 2.
Julia, Christmas is coming. Where should we spend our holiday vacation?
We should go to another city for a change.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because Martha will be with us this time. Should we leave her alone at home? What's more, Harry and his girlfriend want to discuss their marriage affairs with us.
Then what's your idea?
We can spend the holiday at home. On the first day, we'll take Martha to go shopping.
Oh, that's good.
Then we'll ask Harry to invite his girlfriend to our home. We'll talk about their marriage affairs with them.
Shall we have dinner with them at home?
I plan to eat out. We can book a table beforehand.
Why not ask our friends to have dinner with us together?
Sounds good.
In the last few days, our children may have their own things to do. Don't decide everything for them.
That would be more considerate. We can also take a rest.
Questions. 8. Where do the couple plan to have their Christmas vacation?
Nine. What will they discuss with Harry and his girlfriend?
Ten. What does the man mean by saying that would be more considerate?
Julia, Christmas is coming. Where should we spend our holiday vacation?
We should go to another city for a change.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because Martha will be with us this time. Should we leave her alone at home? What's more, Harry and his girlfriend want to discuss their marriage affairs with us.
Then what's your idea?
We can spend the holiday at home. On the first day, we'll take Martha to go shopping.
Oh, that's good.
Then we'll ask Harry to invite his girlfriend to our home. We'll talk about their marriage affairs with them.
Shall we have dinner with them at home?
I plan to eat out. We can book a table beforehand.
Why not ask our friends to have dinner with us together?
Sounds good.
In the last few days, our children may have their own things to do. Don't decide everything for them.
That would be more considerate. We can also take a rest.
Questions. 8. Where do the couple plan to have their Christmas vacation?
Nine. What will they discuss with Harry and his girlfriend?
Ten. What does the man mean by saying that would be more considerate?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Every morning, I took the same bus at a definite time to go to my office. This routine of mine over the years enabled me to know many people by their faces. Some people left me deep impressions. Among the regular bus riders was a pretty young lady who would not stop reading a book until it was time for her to get off. Whenever she carried an umbrella, she habitually hung it on the metal bar near the bus door. On several occasions, she almost forgot it when she was about to leave. A young man, her secret admirer, took such an opportunity to address her fearfully. "Your umbrella, miss." She looked around and smiled at him attractively. They thus got familiar with each other. In the following weeks, I saw them sit together, chatting and smiling cheerfully. Months later, rings appeared shining on their fingers. but chatting became less, for it was replaced by reading, one with a book and the other a newspaper. I did not realize how much their relationship had changed until one day I was startled by an impatient shout of her husband to draw her attention to the umbrella she left behind.
Questions. 11. How did the speaker know many people by their faces?
What did the pretty girl like to do when she was on the bus?
13. How did the young man get to know the pretty girl?
14. How did the speaker know that the pretty girl and the young man got married?
15. Why did the man shout at his wife?
'Every morning, I took the same bus at a definite time to go to my office. This routine of mine over the years enabled me to know many people by their faces. Some people left me deep impressions. Among the regular bus riders was a pretty young lady who would not stop reading a book until it was time for her to get off. Whenever she carried an umbrella, she habitually hung it on the metal bar near the bus door. On several occasions, she almost forgot it when she was about to leave. A young man, her secret admirer, took such an opportunity to address her fearfully. "Your umbrella, miss." She looked around and smiled at him attractively. They thus got familiar with each other. In the following weeks, I saw them sit together, chatting and smiling cheerfully. Months later, rings appeared shining on their fingers, but chatting became less, for it was replaced by reading, one with a book and the other a newspaper. I did not realize how much their relationship had changed until one day I was startled by an impatient shout of her husband to draw her attention to the umbrella she left behind.
Questions. 11. How did the speaker know many people by their faces?
12. What did the pretty girl like to do when she was on the bus?
13. How did the young man get to know the pretty girl?
14. How did the speaker know that the pretty girl and the young man got married?
15. Why did the man shout at his wife?